Politicians often try to hide unpleasant parts of their history, but as Green Party Canada Akeem Browder kicks off his mayoral campaign, he's getting it out in the open. WNYC's Danny Lewis has more.
Back in 1998, Akeem Browder was arrested after his girlfriend's mother caught them having oral sex. The police charged him in connection with a string of assaults on young girls in his Bronx neighborhood.
It was like kidnapping, rape, forcible touching, sodomy. They threw the book at me.
Browder ended up pleading guilty to just one charge of sodomy, which required him to register as a level 3 sex offender. And he later spent a year and a half in prison after pleading guilty to burglary and identity theft charges in 2006. Browder says those experiences left a mark on his little brother, Khalif, who police said stole a backpack a few years later. Khalif spent 3 years at Rikers waiting for a trial.
My only thought of what Khalif could have been thinking is, I can't take a plea bargain because I'm going to be just like Akeem.
Prosecutors eventually dropped the charges. Khalif was let go, but he was traumatized by the experience. 2 years ago, he took his own life. Now that he's running for mayor, Akeem says so many young black men have criminal records that it's not fair to judge him based on his arrests.
Is that a reason to discriminate and think that that person doesn't have what it takes to be a mayor, a servant?
Now the 34-year-old says it has helped shape who he is. He's running for mayor in part to reform the criminal justice system. Danny Lewis, WNYC News.